Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. What up?
What's up?
Blog Talk Radio. Big Red.
Hello?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hello, man. Listen, can you hear this? Hold on, let me tell you. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear that.
Oh, it sucks. What's this stripper music right here?
Stripper music?
What's stripper music?
You gotta be faster than that.
Yeah, you keep listening, you get it, you get it. Anyway, yo, what up, everybody? It's Brother D, Big Red, The Menu, on Blog Talk Radio, another episode. What up? Hope everyone is all well. And, how y'all doing?
Hope everybody's
doing good. How ya? Yeah,
everybody's
me too.
Everybody's fine.
Yeah, you know, it's been a very interesting week.
Oh yeah,
and we now have a new president, and you know, I just listen. I ain't gonna bite my tongue on this one. It's just really sad to know that the integrity of the most highest position in the United States of America has been compromised.
Mm-hmm.
Like the integrity, to just the whole individual is just, oh my gosh.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know the dude personally, but he doesn't seem like he's about his business.
It's all a plan. That's how I feel about it. I think it's all a plan. I think from the beginning, it's all been a plan.
Okay.
I think they, you know, I feel they meant for this to happen. You know, even down to just Obama just being president, period, from 08, I think it's all been a plan. I think they planned it. I really feel that they planned it because they know it was going to be problems later on. They know that, and all they needed was someone, as in Donald Trump, someone to just bring out that problem, and they got it. They know what they was doing. I think this is all planned.
But that's not a good look, man.
No, it's not.
It's not a good look at all.
But ask them, do they care?
Of course, you know they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. They knew that doing something like this was going to cause they knew what was going to be the bigger picture later on. They knew that the first term, okay, and then the second term, it's like, all right, we got to do something now. So you said, you know what, let's stick a monkey wrench in this, you know, good thing that's going on. Let's stick a monkey wrench in. Don't you know every time something good happens or goes on, something always happens, always a monkey wrench, right? That happens in regular life with us.
This is
so
true.
Imagine with that. So they said, well, you know what, we're going to stick a monkey wrench in this right now, and let's see how they handle it. So let's put Donald Trump out there to, you know, run for president.
Well, that's more than a damn monkey wrench.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a bad situation at all, but, you know, I was trying to look for something bigger than monkey wrench, but I don't know if there's anything bigger than that.
I don't know if there's anything bigger. I mean, that's the best way to put it. It's like, he put that wrench in there, and it just like everything just went to like a slow, screeching halt. It's like, oh no, we're gonna stop this friendly. Everybody's happy. Oh, no, we going to put a wrench in that. We going to slow it down. Slow it down. No.
Okay.
We going to slow it down and have that. Yeah, they going to be happy for a little while. No, no, matter of fact, no, not happy for a little while. No, they're too happy. We gave y'all too much. Too happy right now. Oh.
Well, I mean, I don't think everybody's happy, but, you know, it kind of is what it is.
No, I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about before. I'm talking about before you got into offer before.
You know, I'm sure there's some people who have regrets. And there's some people that just turn around and just live the lie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that's what
but,
this society's living off of now, lies.
This
that's
is true.
Normal.
This is sad but true. Yo, what up, y'all? Once again, this is Big Red, Brother B. You rock with the menu. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Now, before we kind of go in, you know, I was looking at the Daily News, and I was checking out a story that really just doesn't make any sense. So Trump wants to hit the cities that harbor illegal aliens hard. I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense.
He wants
sense.
To do what?
So he apparently he wants to the cities
uh-huh.
in the country that have this like program where they give safe haven to illegal immigrants.
Uh-huh.
Trump wants to cut their federal budget. Like he wants to cut how much money or not give that state any money at all.
Oh, my God.
Because they house illegal immigrants. So I'm saying to myself, I'm like, wow. There goes probably 70% of New York City.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, I don't know where he got that idea from or who he's been talking to, but it doesn't really make any sense at all. And the mayor is not going for it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think any mayor should go for it.
This is true, but you know, some might, but then again, they won't, of course, because then that means their state is not going to get money.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to get that federal money, and it's like, wow, like, why would you do that to a state within the country that you run?
Because he don't know what the hell he's doing, that's why.
Well, I don't agree with that.
He don't know what he's doing. He just, they just putting papers in front of him and he's just signing. That man is not reading, he's not looking, he's not researching, he ain't doing none of that. They just say, hey, sign this to me. That's what they're doing. They put a sign this. Yeah, sign this right here. And because he's trying to prove a point. Huh?
Yeah, sign my homework. Sign my homework.
Yeah, like, because he was trying to prove a point, he going to make it seem like, oh, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I sign. Oh, you want me to sign? No, no problem. Yeah. He's going to sign it. It's just like, how dumb can you be to even... Like, did you even think about it before you signed, or you just said, well, you know, I'm just signing, that's it, I don't care. And all he heard, all he seen the part was it said immigrants. That's all he seen. He said, I'm going to sign it. That's it. That's all he seen.
Yeah, that doesn't make any since, and he's also looking for the NYPD to have more power into arresting illegal immigrants. And the thing is, that's not what NYPD is for.
Exactly. They all doing it. Crazy. Oh.
Yeah, I think also he I don't know what's going on. But yo, check it out. So our topic for tonight, New York City. Has it gotten better or worse? Let me set it off by saying I'm so disappointed in our city because of the politicians and the politics. That's what makes me really kind of just not like the boroughs anymore. New York City, five boroughs. I'm not really feeling it anymore. I'm not. It's just
that's
too
sad.
Much. It's like it's designed to screw the middleman, literally. It's being designed that way. Every time you turn around, you get a ticket. Every time you turn around, you're being questioned about something. Every time you do this, you do that. You do that, like it's totally, totally out of control.
Oh yeah.
And I don't understand really why.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
I got one word for you.
Enlighten me.
9/11. 9/11, I just said it.
Well, wait, I mean, talk. So he's just going to say, you're going to just drop 9/11, you're going to say that, and then just drop the mic and walk away. Come on,
because,
man.
Yeah,
that.
Because that's basically the reason why New York is the way it is now. After that, do you notice before that, it was, you could say New York was kind of livable. The five boroughs were livable, kind of. I'm not saying it was completely livable, but it was livable. You can make a decent, you know, amount of money and live somewhere. Not saying that it was perfect, but you can at least make some type of money and live. After 9/11, that everything changed. Everything. Certain parts of where you go, certain places you can't, like even with traffic, it's just everything changed. People that were living in that area no longer live in that area anymore, or they can't live in that area no more because of, I don't know if you see on TV with a lot of the lawyers, the lawyer commercial, they're talking about people lived in that area that have all kinds of issues now, cancer, this, that, the other. So a lot of them people either don't live in that area no more, they can't live in that area no more, or, you know, they've passed away from living in that area. So that's why you see a lot of them migrating out to other, you know, other areas besides just living in Manhattan. Now that a lot of them are in the Bronx and Brooklyn and Queens and, you know, other places now. Like, I see the difference. Like, when I think about it sometimes, I see the difference from before 9/11 and then afterwards. I see the difference.
Like I said, I never really looked at it like that.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've watched it. I've watched it. And I'm watching it now, even like I said, downtown Brooklyn. So you see how you see the whole dynamics has changed down there. Certain places, certain neighborhoods that I know that were, you know, a certain way are not like that anymore. I'm not saying that they're not supposed to change, but they're not changing for us. They're changing for all those people that were living in that area.
True.
That's what they're changing it for. Because they no longer want to live in that. And like I said, they either can't or they don't want to live in those areas no more. So now they figure they venture out into to the other neighborhoods now. These neighborhoods that just back in the days before that time, they wouldn't dared had lived lived in those areas. Now it's like, oh, it's cheaper for us. I'm not going to stay down here and live because it's too much. And in that area, it's too much. It's too many people. If they still doing construction, it's too much. And they get sick of all of that.
true.
So
not true,
I mean,
not true.
That's what it is. Like the city has not gotten any. It's not getting any better. It's not getting any better. It's going to, and like I said, right, it's going to get worse because isn't supposedly Mr. Trump supposed to be living? He's not really supposed. I mean, is he commuting back and forth from the White House to wherever that is in Manhattan he stay at or whatever it is he's supposed to be doing?
Well, yeah, since his Fifth Avenue location, all he's doing is creating a lot of overtime for NYPD and basically putting a lot of, I would say, a lot of people at a high risk of, like, something going on. I mean, all that attention focused on one area, one person, one man. I mean, come on. Something may be bound to, you know, transpire, which I'm hoping that doesn't happen. But it's like when you're in the, you know, when you're in the thick of it, it's like, who really knows?
Right.
But, you know, my whole thing with New York City and the politicians, you know, turning it into, like, you know, something bad, it's just the fact of, like, listen, how do you expect people to live when you keep, you know, adding on, like, additional issues, like, red light camera tickets. You know, I hope they don't bring back the stop and frisk thing. But if they do that, that's going to be even more crazy.
Well, that's what's supposed to be put in place. Well, I'm sure you, maybe you didn't hear, but yeah, that's supposedly part of what Trump is trying to do, put that back into the city.
Well, well, like this, stop and frisk can not only cause or bring about more tension between police and, you know, even though we already know that anybody can be stopped and frisked, we know who's the majority of the individuals that will be stopped.
Uh-huh. Yep. So, you know. Already know, so basically,
it's a shame.
Just like
no, it's a
in March, they're talking about the fares going up to $3. Who, and excuse my language, and I'm going to try to say it as cleanly as I can, who in the F do they think want to pay $3 to get on these nasty-ass road-infested buses, not all of them, but the majority of them, who they think going to pay $3 to go on the train and you got to deal with the bum that's singing to you and Showtime and some big-ass rat possibly sitting next to you on the damn train? Okay? There's no air conditioner in the summertime. You freeze to death in the wintertime, I guess, which it don't bother me because I like it. Okay, but, like, who? Who? And half of these train stations are not even fixed correctly. Like, who do they think going to pay $3? Like, I can't even fathom paying that much money to get on these, on this public transportation. I can't.
I can't either, but, you know, it's one of those things where, it's like, you know, they're going to do something.
Right, but why? But my thing is this. What are we seeing? My thing is, I don't see any improvement. Even with the $2.75, the $2, the $1.50. Okay, $1.52. Okay, I can see the $2. We've seen an improvement in terms of the type of busing or the buses that they have, the different kinds that they have now. Okay, I kind of see that. But $3? No.
Yeah.
After the $2.50 It's like after 250 or what was it? It was 210, something like that. I say after the $2, they should stop at that. Huh?
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think it was like 215. I mean, you're
right,
absolutely right. But
see,
the thing is, you know, it's like somebody has to be punished. And, of course, it's like it's not him or his people because, you know, him and his family don't take public transportation. But it's like somebody has to, you know, somebody has to take the blow. Like somebody has to be crapped on, and it always seems to be
the little people.
You know, New York. Yeah, it's
right.
Well, the little people of New York. That's your little people that help make things move and make things, you know, New York what it is.
Right, and that's
you know,
and that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm
you
saying.
You know, it's like years ago. I mean, come on, there was some of a balance. Some of a balance. Now, I don't know what to say anymore. Like, I really don't know what to say.
But see, that's what I'm saying. It's like, all right, you're going to raise the, okay, but then you want to fight, okay, my thing is this, okay, y'all want to raise the fare and y'all doing all this stuff, but then you want to fight people or the people that were fighting for the increase, like the, you know, the increase in the pay for people that, you know, were working at, you know, like fast food, retail, you know, stuff like that. You want to fight them for that. You don't want to give that to them. But then you're raising the public transportation. A lot of these people don't have cars. A lot of people have to take public transportation to get to work. How do you expect them to get to work on $8 an hour, $9 an hour, and $10? They can't even get to work on $10 an hour.
My thing is, I expect people to pay rent with that.
Exactly.
You know, like, really, and buy groceries, like, with that. Like, are you serious? You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's like, yeah.
But I think that's a plan also because that they know that the majority of the people that are going through that, and I hate to say it, but it's our own, you know, African American, our black people. They know that we are the only ones that are going through that, basically going through that. And that's why you notice a lot of people, they're living down south. Now, like I said, mostly half of my friends that I've known, that I grew up with, you know, when I was living in Queens and stuff, a lot of them are living down south now. Like I could say, like 50% of them are living down south now. There's hardly anyone
that
lives here in New York anymore.
Yeah, because, listen, I mean, the only thing about New York is there's a certain amount of money to be made here, especially when it comes to jobs, certain jobs.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, there's money to be made if you have the skill to make it or you're about your hustle. You know, you can establish yourself, you know, financially. Uh-huh. But it's going to take some serious work. But see, now, like you said, they're just making it harder for people to try to establish themselves, especially when you got other stuff going on and your money's going this way and your money's going that way. You're going this way. You're going that way. It's just too much. It's
but
really
they don't
too
get
much.
That. They don't get that. They don't. Not that they don't get it. They don't care about that. Because they figure the ones that have the money, they're going to pay that $3. But you know what? They're going to pay that
$3. Well, $3 is a lot. $3 is too much.
$2.75 is too much.
$3
to me.
You get a sandwich and some fries on the dollar menu.
Exactly.
$3. That's two and change. You get your little meal. You know what I'm saying? Like, really?
Exactly.
Like, I don't get it.
$3 is way. So, like I said, I still feel that $2.75. I still feel that $2.50 was too much. Sure.
Yeah, it is.
$2.50 is too much, but like I said,
$2. Once it got to the $2 range, you started to lose me because it's like, wait, hold on, this is not how it's supposed to be. It just didn't feel right. But you got this dude, you know, the new president, signing off on all types of stuff to basically cripple, you know, the common person, common man, the common woman. And once again, it just goes back to how much do you really think that we can take living here in New York? The thing is just like you can spend $30 in a supermarket on a T-shirt.
Hey, you don't
and
get nothing.
Yeah, you're not really. Yeah.
You're not getting nothing. $30,
please. No, you're not getting nothing.
No, you're not getting nothing for $30. Nothing.
No, you're not. You're going to have to spend
really
$80.
Not.
And that's, you know, $80 because you might want some cheese.
Right.
So.
Right. You're not really getting,
like,
I'm telling you, you're not getting nothing. Now, I go to the store like almost every other, like almost every other couple of days I go to the supermarket. And $30, it's like you spend that $30 and you don't even see what you brought. You don't see it. And it's like,
no,
it's
you don't
like,
see it.
It's like literally like five things that you buy, and you just like that. This came up to $30. Damn, all I brought was milk, eggs. Like, you know, like even if it's the staple stuff, you just like, yo, I just spent like $30. I only got like five things in the bag. Like that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. But you know, once again, you know, this is stuff like they're not really going to try to highlight or put out there because you know it's not about our suffering. It's not about anybody's suffering. Is about the beast. It's about the you know, the monster. It's all about, you know, New York
because,
City. Yeah.
Because they know that person, like I said, that they know that there's people out there that's going to pay that $3 to get on the train. Because you know what? And where they live at, $3 is worth it getting on the train on the bus because their buses and trains run correctly. Their train station is clean. They don't have to worry about rats. Think about them people that on those trains, train lines. The one train. That one train, yeah, they got everything. They got clean, you know, they got clean stations. They got, like I said, they got air conditioning in the summertime, you know.
Well, I
heat
think
the winter, no
like,
rats.
I think the L train is like probably one of the most heaviest like used lines, but see, but the thing is, when you look at the line, you gotta look at the areas that it go through,
mm-hmm.
and it's for this crowd of like the real how could I put it, the little buppies, you know, little you know, some of these little millennials, you know, I mean
millennials, yeah, exactly, you said it right.
Check out the whole thing with, you know, regentrification.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stop it. Like, there's certain areas that you're not going to be able to tame in New York City. You're not going to be able to tame certain parts in Brooklyn. You're not going to be able to tame certain parts of Queens or Staten Island or whatever. But the whole thing is regentrification. Basically, you're trying to build up the neighborhood to price people out.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that's so wrong. You know, and then to hear about our so-called president elect putting this dude into this Ben Carson cat in charge of, what, HUD? And him actually wanting to cut certain programs that help people out to pay their mortgages and things of that nature. I'm like, really? I mean, even though this affects everybody across the board, right now I'm just saying we're talking about New York.
Right.
Or New York City, I should say. This is what we're talking about. And once again, when you go with this gentrification thing, like, you're kicking, you know, people who make the neighborhood, community people, out and putting new people in,
right.
Which it's just like, what does that say? Like, of course you're changing the face of the neighborhood, but it doesn't mean it's going to be better because what? I got to say it, Rock is lily white.
Right, exactly.
Like some of these yuppies, It's like four of them, five of them, to an apartment. They're paying a rent $6,000 a month for like a two bedroom, and they're sharing it. And I'm like, wow, really? Just so they can say what you live in Harlem, or you live
right.
in Williamsburg? Get the hell out of here! Like that doesn't even make any sense to me, man.
Yeah.
You know, they because I guess they've already done away with rent stabilization, so that means, shoot, your landlord can every year can charge you, you know, go up on your rent.
Exactly.
But
yet,
we're concerned about Housewives of Atlanta. We're concerned about this. We're concerned about so many other things, except for what's going on in front of us.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's what they're banking on. They know that they don't care. They know they're not paying attention. They know that people are not paying attention to that. And that's what the scary part is. And I say it all the time. That's the scary part, and especially like I said, we're older, so we know what's going on. But these young people don't have a clue. It goes right over their heads, and they don't realize. Yes, they're going right over your heads and doing what they want to do because they know y'all not paying attention. They're building up around you, and you're not paying attention.
No, because they feel
so
it
just
doesn't
like you said, they're concerned with other
things.
Exactly, because they feel it doesn't affect. Not going to, they feel it doesn't affect them. But they're going to see in the long run when they're in their 30s and 40s and they don't have a decent place to live in. Y'all sleeping out on the streets and sleeping in shelters. You know why? Because you let these people just take over your whole neighborhood, and guess what? You don't have a place to live now.
This is true, but once again, there's no real solution. You know, the politics and the politicians have just really taken over. And, I mean, I don't know, man. New York City, it used to, to me, years ago, it seemed like it really meant a whole lot more. Like, like I said, maybe it was just me. But we seemed a little more unified. We seemed like we actually really gave a damn about other New Yorkers. You know, I mean, violence and crime is going to happen any and everywhere. You know, no matter where you're at, there's a possibility for it to happen. But like I said, it's just something about this rotten apple that, you know, actually we can at one point years ago we were proud of.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you're proud to say you're a New Yorker. You're proud to say that, you know, like, yeah, I'm from Brooklyn, or I'm from here, or I'm from there. Like, you're proud to say that. But now it's like they took all the pride out, and it's like, you know, now what you got? So I'm just
they still got the pride because they know, like I said, they know the certain people. They know they're going to be the ones that's gonna, you know, they know they're the ones that's gonna pay that money and do certain things. They know we ain't go. They know we not gonna do that.
No, they know it. Of course not.
We're not gonna do that.
But I mean, listen. Even look at NYPD, you know, that's changed. I mean, you know, police will be police. But, I mean, I remember growing up, like, there was actually cops that, you know, in the area, in the projects, in the community that knew, you know, your name, knew your parents' name.
Right.
You know, just knew people, you know, knew your neighbors. Like, people knew each other, man. Like, people gave a damn. You know, people were looking out for one each other. Now, it's just like, it's a dog-eat-dog, you know, town. Like, everybody's stepping on each other for a quarter, not even a dollar. They're stepping on each other for a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense. Like, this is not the town that I grew up in. It's not the same. like, you know what I'm saying, change is going to happen no matter where you're at. But it's getting to a point where it's just a society and a big amount of that selfishness, a big portion of that selfish attitude is just what seems to make a big piece of New York City. Like, you can't come here and just, like, you know, be community-minded. You got to be, oh, no, it's all about me.
Yeah, but they've made it like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it makes you wonder,
they
like, how did we really get here? Yeah, like I said, it just makes me wonder, how did we really get here? And, of course, once again, it's the politics and the politicians. Certain people think that, you know, oh, change is good. Certain changes are not always good. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish out the deal. And changing the landscape of New York to make all of these, like, buildings, you're building all of these apartments that are costing, like, $5,000 to $8,000
uh-huh.
a month apartments. Really? Who's that for?
That
ain't for the average New Yorker. Yeah, exactly. That's not for the average New Yorker. What the hell is that for?
Right.
Like, you how you gonna get somebody? How you gonna put out, make an apartment and rent it starting at $5,000 and it's the size of a shoebox? Are you serious?
You ain't gonna have like 20 people in that one apartment.
Yeah. Yo, one person fought the whole building going down. Are you serious? Like, yo, that's not kosher, man. Like I said, listen, you want to make changes? Fine. You want to help people out? Even better. But when your own personal interest or corporate greed starts to step in and take over, all is lost. All is lost.
Yep.
Come on, you got the privatization of prison. So now what, you know, it's just the New York has just become this place where, oh, you know, we get some slave laborers, you know, from there, you know, get a couple over there, you know. It's always go to New York and get you a couple of criminals and put them in the system. It's like, yo, I don't know, man. Like, I really don't get it. Like, I just got a text message from a good friend. Hey, JoJo. Oh, I'm sorry, I blew up. But anyway, yeah. She's like, yo, you sound mad tired. It's like, listen, I am tired. I did 15 hours of work straight. Yeah, I'm very tired, but the show must go on. But when you live in New York City, this is what you got to do.
Yep, do what you got to do.
If you're not making, like, what, $70,000, $90,000 a year by yourself, you got to go out there and hustle hard. They made it where people who make $30,000 a year, you can't live here. You can't live here by yourself. You got to rent a room or something like that, or live in half a shoebox, but you can't make it off of $30,000 here.
Oh, heck no. Not at all.
I've always had this thought. So if you're busy pricing everybody out, the fast food workers or like the people in the restaurants, the waiters and stuff like that, so if you're pricing everybody out, how are they affording to live here when you don't want to change the minimum wage?
Mm-hmm.
How could they live here to do work, to serve you your coffee in the morning? And how are you supposed to pay their rent?
Right, exactly.
You're not making it possible. You're not giving them enough money to make it possible. Why? See, that's what I'm saying. You can't make a move like that and not think that there's going to be repercussions behind it. It's like, how could you price out the people who run this city, the people who make it work, the people that do are willing to get down and dirty and do the certain things that other people just won't do for a paycheck.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's the thing for life of me. I really don't understand. And then all the people who wanted to beef about the restaurant workers, McDonald's people, whatever, getting paid more money. Okay, so what? Listen,
yeah,
unless you're
going
to start going into the store, unless you're going to go in the store and make your own damn burger, shut up. Just shut up. Do you got?
Yeah,
used to be better. Yeah. There's a certain way you can say it. There's a certain way you just say shut up. You just shut up. Shut up. You know it's serious. You just say shut up. Shut up.
What? Remember the,
hey, yo, shut up.
Remember to cut the chat?
Yeah, just shut up.
What? Don't you see me trying to get some sleep?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just shut up. Because, yo, you're talking about people. Like, once again, you can't sit there and price the regular people out. You can't do it, man. And I'm not saying it's just happening here, but, hey, I live here. So I got to talk about where I'm at, where I'm from. And it's like, yo, them people that sling burgers, they need a roof over their head, too.
Right, exactly. And they
you
got the nerve to give them a daggone hard time.
Yeah, yo, like I said, one time I saw on Facebook, somebody was just saying, oh, going in. Oh, we're working at McDonald's. It's supposed to be a temporary thing. It's supposed to be a stepping stone.
Okay,
business.
So what about
yo,
the people that are managers?
That's what I'm saying. There's people that like doing stuff like that. So why can't you pay them accordingly? Like I said, yo, stop it, man. Just stop, yo, you know what? A lot of this political stuff has just turned a lot of people into haters. Because you know what? If you're making a burger for me, yeah, I would like the fact that you're getting paid some decent money, because that means you're probably going to do a better job. You're going to take your job a little more serious.
Exactly.
Compared to the person who's getting paid $8 an hour, and if you drop your burger on the floor, he's just going to wipe it off on his shirt and keep it moving.
He might not wipe it off.
Put it right back on the
shirt.
Grill. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Might put it back on the grill. You were like, looking around, did anybody see that? Nah, you ain't see that. Nah, it's all right.
He might not even wipe it. He might wipe it on the damn floor some more, then put it back on there.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, especially if you know how some smart-ass people be. Yeah, and make sure you don't add the pickles. Last time I was here, I told you no pickles, and you put pickles on there. Like, oh, okay. No problem. I'll give you something a little more than pickles. You slide your burger right across the damn floor like a hockey puck. But anyway. Anyway. I'm just saying. Put that frozen patty down, just play a little hockey with it, then put it on the grill. Like,
I know, right?
I yeah. Here's your burger, Mr. Hold the Pickles. But
I know.
I'm just saying, yo, I really can't see $3 to get on the damn train or bus. I really, you're just screaming for people to hop the train. You're just really screaming for, like, people to just, like, I mean, you're pushing it. You're pushing it. Like I said, I go to certain areas and I just see what they're trying to do and make these changes, and it's just like, yo, so where are the regular people supposed to go?
I know.
Like, what's going to happen, man? Like, New York is built off of the elements of different people, different races, creeds, or whatever. Everybody has something to add. It used to be a place where, oh, you come make it here, you can make it anywhere. Now it's like, please. Trying to make it here, please.
All right. Shoot, that used to be the plug. If you can make it here, you can make it anyway. Yeah, listen, they need to change that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you put a sign up when you come in there, like, you make it here? Yeah, okay. You better pick another state. Big no safety. Big no safety. You're going to be hard-pressed over here. You're going to be real hard-pressed. So, I mean, I don't know. It's crazy, man. I mean, I've been, you know, I'm on the train. You got people dancing on poles.
Yeah,
singing.
Showtime. That's why I said showtime.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Showtime.
Yeah,
it's showtime. Yeah. It's
yo,
like they're dancing on the poles, and then you got the excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I was homeless for 3 years, and if anybody need a sandwich, it's like, who the hell wants a sandwich? What are you talking
yo.
What are you talking about? Do I want a sandwich? I don't want no damn sandwich you had, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, you know, I wonder about those people. Are they legitimate, and who made those sandwiches?
Hey,
Exactly.
Oh, exactly.
I
want to know who made them damn sandwiches.
Listen.
Man,
the sandwiches been out. They've been going from train to train car.
Exactly.
Come on, the sandwiches out.
Come on, if anybody's hungry. If anybody's hungry, I got sandwiches and water in the bag. And they be like, oh, you don't have to be homeless. You don't have to be homeless to take one of the sandwiches. I'm like, huh? I don't know.
So JoJo,
yeah,
I'm going to blow up again. JoJo texts me and says about, like, I'm making it sound like all they can do is make burgers and cut grass. Listen, check this out. I remember one time where people used to make fun of, like, they still do it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little security guards in the stores and stuff like that. Everybody wanted to make fun of the little toy cop, this, that, and third.
On Rent-A-Cop.
Like, yeah, little Rent-A-Cop. Well, yeah, I was one of those Rent-A-Cops. But I went up the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went from Rent-A-Cop with nothing to Rent-A-Cop with a gun and, you know, things of that nature. So, listen, there's some things that people just like to do. Like, what we may look at somebody behind the counter serving food as just a McDonald's or a Burger King or Wendy's worker. You got people working in food service. There's some people that take pride in that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, there's some people that turn around and do it and they become managers. My thing is support them. Whether it's a
stepping stone
or something, it's a stepping stone to owning a damn Wendy's or Burger King or buying into the franchise. Support them. Like, I don't see nothing wrong with making sure or helping people to do better if they want, you know what I'm saying, do better and take it to the next level.
Right,
but,
and you got to start somewhere. Like, come on.
Me, of course you did. You see, that's the whole thing. It used to be that go-getter attitude. You know, like I said, I got to talk about the place I know because I've been there all my life. But there used to be more of a go-getter attitude. Now it's just, once again, it's a selfish vibe. It's just really, it's not even about the go-getter thing. It's just, what could I just take from you? It's not about me going to get something and making it happen. It's about what can I take from you. And it's just crazy out here. Yo, there's people out there. Listen, I remember years ago we used to make, and some people still do make fun of the cats who cut grass and all this and that. Yo, them same people, give them 2 years, 3 years, they own their own business. They went from just cutting grass to all of a sudden now they're called, they're groomers or jail. I forgot the name of it when they made a whole business out of it. And it's like, wow. It's like with the vans on Jamaica Avenue. You know what I'm saying? Jamaica, you know, Jamaica's got that locked down.
Oh, yeah.
Jamaica Avenue wouldn't be nothing without Jamaicans. In the van. Same thing on Flatbush.
Flatbush, yeah, I was doing it. It's like Flatbush.
Yeah, if I can't spot it would be nothing. But yo, That's what it's all about. People come here, they come up with a job hustle, and boom, they make it.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, it's like now, everything is, it's just become, you know, an issue. And it's like, man, I just really, I don't understand. I'm a little disappointed in my town. I'm a little disappointed. Like, I drive.
I'm fully
like,
disappointed.
I drive. You know, like I was saying, I drive. So these little red light cameras that they have. So now, they changed the speed limit, like within New York City and in certain areas. So you're not supposed to drive over 25 miles an hour, or over 20, in a school zone. Now, they do give you with the 25 mile an hour speed limit. They do seem to give you a little leeway. You can do like 35, but anything after that, 35. Even though technically after 25 you can get a ticket, the cameras, they'll get you at like 36, 37 miles an hour. How I know? Well, I got a couple of tickets. 36, 37 miles an hour. I'm like, are you serious? I mean, to a person that drives, do you know what it's like driving down like an Atlantic Avenue or a Union Turnpike in Queens and you're doing 25 miles an hour?
No, of course not.
It's like, you know what? It's like when you got to go to the bathroom real bad, and then you go sit down, and it just comes out slow. You're like, so what the hell? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I really had to go, and all of a sudden it's coming out slow.
Now all of a sudden
yo,
it's coming out.
Yo, yeah. Yo, it's ridiculous. Like, it's like, you know what? I had a conversation with somebody, and he said that whole thing was because a lot of kids were getting hit by cars and stuff like that. I get
mm-hmm.
it. But why don't you create something where it punishes the people who are doing wrong more instead of punishing everybody? Because real talk, I went to my, you know, mailbox one day and it was three of those tickets in one shot. They were on different days. But I'm like, whoa, hold on, three tickets at one time?
Right.
$50 a piece.
Damn.
Like that's a bill right there. Now I gotta take $150 and pay for tickets. Why? Because I was doing 36 miles an hour. But I wasn't the only one. So how many other people got those same tickets in the mail? Yo, it's crazy the amount of money that's being generated by this city, but yet it's off the backs of the hardworking people. I mean, I can understand, you know, revenue has to be made, or revenue has to be created to keep the city and, you know, certain little financial things going. But I'm like, come on, man. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this makes me feel like, you know, I should just, like, take the train for the rest of my life. But if I take the train and bus for the rest of my life, something can happen to, look,
$3. Yeah, damn, $3.
And once again, we back to that again. Every couple of years, the fare keep going up. I'm waiting for it to get $5.
Shit. Don't tell me that.
I'm waiting for it to turn like $5. I'm waiting. But once again, people are being priced out. People are very much being priced out, man. I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, New York City, it ain't the same.
Nope.
I mean, like I said, I don't expect things to change. I mean, to not change. But it's a little extra. Just a little. It's a little bit much right now. You know, it's like when you make a salad, you just drop that little extra glob of salad dressing on there. You're like, damn. Like, my salad was perfect, but I just put too much salad dressing on there. It's just a little much. I can understand, you know. You want to do this, do that, but nah, it's a bit much, man. It's really a bit much. It's hard for people to, like we were talking earlier, about buying groceries and stuff like that. Things are just out of control. And it makes me wonder, now with this guy in office, where are we headed?
Yeah, right.
You know, because this is only what, like his fifth day in that seat, and now all of a sudden he's crapping on New York talking junk? Dude, this is your hometown. Are you serious? Oh, my
God. He's going to be, a lot of people going to hate him after that.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sure a lot of people hate him already.
But they hate
him
before, but they're going to really, hey, look, they really hate him now.
Listen, I've never known any president that has been elected to meet such resistance with, like, during the inauguration. Like, I avoid the news because it's like, depressing and miserable.
Yeah,
but
I don't even bother.
Sometimes,
I don't even bother. None of that.
Yeah, sometimes I do have to catch up here and there. So when I was doing a little bit of catch up, like, there weren't really that many people at his inauguration. But then I'm hearing about people that were setting things on fire and protesting. I was like, really? I'm like, wow. They didn't do that for Obama. They didn't do that for Bush.
Of course. Of course not.
So I'm like, so what does this say?
It's, you know what it reminds me of? I feel like we live in a third world country now. Because that's what they do when they don't like their president. They start doing stuff like that. I'm serious. Am I lying? That's what they do in those other, you know, other countries when they don't like, look, with you, what's his name, Fidel Castro. What they was doing. They was burning stuff, and Saddam Hussein saying they burning stuff, burning statues and all kinds of stuff. Like, that's how I feel that with that whole situation, that's what that reminds me of. Like, okay, we don't like this man. You know, they were just like you said, they wasn't doing that with Obama. And now this dude, and it's just like, I've never seen anything like that. I've only seen it, like, you know, with other countries I've seen that, but not, you know, like when they don't like the king or something like that. They don't like the king, they get a bonfire, and when you try to blow up his house or something, I don't know what they do, but,
throw,
you know.
Some fruit.
Yeah.
They throw fruit.
Get the locusts or something,
too.
They, you know. Let the locusts loose or something. When he come walking out the house, out the castle,
Mean, this dude is just—he's just not looking good right now. you know, especially like I said, you're really spitting on New York, man. You know,
that's the last place he need to be doing. Shoot, he need to be trying to be humble with us. Shoot,
yeah.
Everybody else hates you.
Everybody
hates you.
I mean, like I said, I heard about that whole the women's protest, and I heard it was strong. I heard it was really strong. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. this looks like a problem, right? Like, you know,
I know.
It seems like a serious problem. So I mean, I don't know, Red. I don't know. Like I said, I mean, I just came up with this topic basically off the cuff, like this year. As I went to my mailbox and I saw these tickets, and I'm like, what the? Like, yo, I just, that's all you can do. You know what I'm saying? That's all you can do. Like, I just
don't care about
spent a couple of bucks on groceries. Yeah, I just spent a couple of bucks on groceries. I was going to have money for the week. Now I got to pay these tickets.
Nope.
Well, now I got to do this.
That's crazy. But nope. As soon as you want to try and do something, it's just, like I said, that monkey wrench keeps that monkey wrench.
Yeah, I'm just like, money doesn't last here.
Nope.
So it's like it forces you to be in a situation where you have to make more. Like, you have to make money in abundance. You can't just make money to survive. You know what I'm saying? You got to really just make some extra money. And to some people, who knows at what cost that extra money comes? It doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody has, you know, the opportunity to just do overtime or to just make an extra dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I speak to people nowadays, all I'm hearing about, oh, yeah, well, they cutting hours at my job and oh, they laying off people and all this and that. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, really? Laying off people, cutting jobs. I'm like, hey, man. I mean, like I said, I know this stuff happens. But I'm like, this is really just not the place for stuff like that. Because it's like, yo, you lose your home. You
right.
lose everything. You know, I mean, I've come across some people who, you know, had decent conversation with them, and they like, yo, it's just too much to live here. It's just too much. So some of them go right across the bridge to Jersey City. Some of them go upstate. You know, people are, like, really just kind of migrating away, you know, from the whole city life. And I can't lie. Yo, another thing, it's noisy.
Oh,
yo,
oh my God.
Not worse than,
it's
oh
become extra noisy.
Yo, there's nothing worse than, like, you trying to get some sleep or you just trying to get a peace of mind and you just hear sirens blaring, like, every 15, 20 minutes. It's like, really? Like, yo, I just, New York is very noisy.
Yeah, very.
Say
like I said,
areas,
even
but, yeah,
more noisy
very
now.
Noisy. Yeah, it's a bit much. It's a bit much, man. That's
crazy.
Why. Yeah, it is. And it will continue to be such. You know, it's crazy. But, I mean, hey, if you can make it here, you should be able to make it anywhere.
Right.
But now there's emphasis more on that if. You can
if
make
you
it
can
here.
Make it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, not everybody has a support system. Not
yeah.
everybody has someone to look out for them. Some people are just doing things on their own.
Yep. And unfortunately, you know, they don't want you to do anything illegal, but you know what? Sometimes that's what people. I'm not saying that it's right because it's not right. But, you know, I think that's the plan also, that they get you to that some people get to a point where they feel that's the only way they can be able to survive in New York. And these people have jobs, you know, they have jobs and stuff, but they need something on the side, you know, just to get by, I guess you could say that. Or they don't want you to, or they try to sit up and tell, oh, well, you don't need government assistance. Listen, people, somebody, you need something living here. You have to have something. You have to have something to back up, you know, to back it up. You have to have something. Because that one job, just like you said, that little one job you pay that's paying you $30,000 a year is not making it. Or 34 or 35. You got to be making like almost 80, just like you said, almost 70 or 80, 90, you know, 90,000 a year in order to just, you know, live. But ain't nobody making, like, at least we're not making that.
Yeah, well, the people who are making that money, you know, I mean, they are where they are. You know, they're able
yep.
to, you know, do a whole lot more than what, you know, we'll be able to do, or we can do, or some of us can do. You know, like I said, I just can't imagine. I just can't. So when people tell me stories about, you know, oh, you know, a lot of people are going around frantic and concerned about what this guy is going to do and afraid if they're going to get deported and this, that, and the third. Well,
mm-hmm.
listen, prepare for the worst.
Yeah.
You know, it be what it is. And I mean, I hate to say it like that, but it's best to just prepare for the worst. You never know.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
You never know.
This works.
So,
this is like the zombie apocalypse. We got to prepare for it.
Yeah. It's there's not much that we really can prepare for I mean, sometimes you have to have the necessary tools to even prepare. But it just seemed like the basics. You don't even have the basics anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, you notice how, maybe like 5 years ago, 99-cent stores were very rare.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little longer than 5 years ago. Now, all of a sudden, 99-cent stores is everywhere. They're liquor stores. Like, they got to be everywhere. Why?
Right, yep. Yep, you're
know
right. You're absolutely right.
Because you can go, people can shop on a budget at the damn dollar store. People get the same damn food, you know what I'm saying, at the dollar store. Instead of paying, you know what I'm saying, going to a Stop and Shop or other places and paying a full price. And yo,
yeah.
I ain't mad at you. Do what you gotta do to keep that extra in your pocket. A lot of people are couponing now. Yo, do what you got to do to keep that extra money in your pocket. It's real out here. Like I said, I can only speak on the place that I'm from. I don't know about any other states because I ain't never lived there. We just talk about New York. But, like, yo, it's getting real. And you got to penny pinch. You got to save as much as you can because you never know.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Just like you said, you just gotta, you know, just like you said, you gotta do what you gotta do in order to have something. It's like, and just like the you know, those, just like you said, yeah, them dollar stores is you know, like Family Dollar, all them little dollar stores, yeah, people are racking up because, listen, it's sad because even the necessities, people are having a hard time to afford, trying to afford, like toothpaste, lotion, you know, deodorant, you know, stuff like that.
Mm.
Even things that people are having a hard time to even get because of the money factor. Like I said, if you got to choose between feeding your kids and having soap, now that's a damn shame. You got to choose between a bar of soap or two or three bars of soap and taking that couple of dollars and buying your kids something to eat at least. Or medication. Say if you're a person that takes medication and you got to choose between medication or food. Or medication, you know, it's just like you got to rob Peter to pay Paul.
You do. And then after you pay Paul, you go around the corner, put the ski mask on and go back to Paul, smack him upside his head because you got to give money to Simon.
Right.
you got to take that money back like... You know, Paul ain't have that money for too long.
Mm-hmm.
he had to get got.
That's
so,
crazy.
I mean, yeah. I don't know either, man. Like I said, I just look around and, Laird, I'm just so disappointed. I'm just so disappointed.
Yeah.
But I guess, once again, you know, right now, you know, kind of got to love to hate it, you know, hate to love it.
Love to hate it, hate to love it. I tell you, boy.
No doubt. So, we're about to wrap this up.
Yeah.
And thank you everybody for bearing with me because, it was a long work day. I was tired. I know I was probably all over the place, as JoJo told me, but you know what? the show had to go on. You know, there's one thing about me is a lot of things that I don't back down from. And it's not an ego about looking like a loser or someone who's just not up to snuff or the task of doing things, but it's like, yo, I'm committed. And I'm committed to trying to pull this off every week and, you know, get it off, get what I need to get off my chest. You get what you need to get off your chest, and it's going to get done. You know, me and somebody had a conversation the other day about, you know, our situation as black people and just what's going on in the world today. And he looked at me and he said, well, what are you doing? I said, what am I doing? I do a show every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I try to keep it consistent every Thursday. So me and Big Red, we do a show every Thursday, and we talk about things. And after that, he ain't have nothing to say. So no matter, and you know what, it's nothing against him, but you know what, it just made me feel that much better knowing that when somebody does say, oh, well, what are you doing? What am I doing? I'm saying something. You're saying something. We're both saying something. And whether people want to hear it or not, whether I come on tired or not, you know what I'm saying? Wait, this is no swipe at any of my homies or nothing like that. But it's just that, yo, I got to be here. I got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if there were more people out there that were making certain sacrifices, maybe the world would be a little better. You know what I'm saying? Maybe.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, you know, I had to get in here and do it. And, you know, as always, thank you, Big Red, for coming on and, you know, holding a brother down, especially when I'm, you know, weak at the knees.
No problem.
So,
listen, I told you, this is also my therapy. I love it. I just love, you know, we speak minds, speak what we got to, you know, talk what we got to talk about, you know. And that's how it is.
Yeah, no doubt. I definitely want to give a shout out to, you know, Hot Rod, you know, Sean Black, Nietzsche B, you know, K Dog, Absolute Truth people on Monday nights at 10:30 on Blog Talk Radio. I think 10 to 10:30 on Blog Talk Radio. And, yeah, maybe next week we'll piss some people off too. We haven't had a topic, a nice little topic, just going on a while. We gotta do some, juicy next week. We gotta do something serious. Matter of fact, I want to piss myself off. So yeah, we got to work on that. I'm gonna piss my damn self off. I'm gonna talk about something serious next week. So we gonna see what's good. But until then, everybody have a good night. Thank you for being with my
side. Everybody
have
a good night.
Yeah, good night too. And oh yeah, wait a minute. Big Red's birthday just passed, and
yeah,
I want to say on
the
air, happy birthday to you. All right, that's enough.
That's enough.
I'm tired, so. But yeah, you know, I'm glad you made another year. Love you,
yes,
like a cold
beer.
Yes,
thank you, brother B.
You know, so keep it pushing. All right.
Yep, I'm gonna try.
So with that being said, another one in the can, a tired one, but another one in the can. Everybody have a good night, y'all.
All right, hey. Good night, everybody. Good night, brother B.
All right,
later. All right,
good night.
Good night.
Later.